USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The end of Title 42 late Thursday is expected to bring a new flood of migrants to the southern border seeking to apply for asylum in the USA and enter legally. One southern governor says we are not ready.
I'm afraid these challenges will only get worse. And I'm afraid the federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs says she'll do whatever possible to keep all people safe and make the asylum process orderly. As for those who try to get into the USA illegally,
the Texas National Guard is loading Black Hawk helicopters and C-130s, deploying specially trained National Guard members for the Texas Tactical Border Force.
That's Texas Governor Greg Abbott. House Republicans are working on a bill that would cut funding for humanitarian aid at the border, as well as funding to help local governments deal with incoming migrants. The White House says the president would veto that bill. White supremacy defines much of the social media postings made by Mauricio Garcia, the man who killed eight and wounded many others at a suburban Dallas mall on Saturday. As for those who escaped, Fontaine Payton says it was all about the timing as he was shopping.
I had left the dress room and I had tried on a shirt, and I tried a shirt on twice. And had I only tried that shirt on one time, I probably would have been walking out the store once everything happened.
Payton credits the employees at the H&M store for keeping everyone inside safe. In Brownsville, Texas, the man accused of plowing into a group of migrants at a bus stop now faces eight manslaughter charges and many other counts. Police say he is not cooperating with them. Twitter's going to start purging its servers of inactive accounts defined as those with no posts for several years. No word yet whether that might include former President Trump, who hasn't used Twitter since being reinstated last year. This is USA News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get...
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Is it radio waves or just your stressful lifestyle? A new study out of China says talking on a cell phone for just 30 minutes a week is linked to high blood pressure. It says those on the phone that long were 12% more likely to develop hypertension. A so-called smart gun is set to go on sale for real next year, but its pre-order inventory is just about sold out. A Colorado company called BioFire Technologies is building the gun. It's built with fingerprint and 3D facial recognition, meaning it will only fire when the owner holds it. The smart gun is locked by default. It will not work if anyone else, like a child, picks it up. The biggest dog show on earth is underway in New York. The Westminster Kennel Club dog show will feature thousands of dogs representing more than 200 breeds. You can watch the action on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 most of today and tomorrow. The Navy has christened a new ship, the USS Cooperstown. It honors the town that's home to the Baseball Hall of Fame and the big league players who were also veterans. Among them, Lawrence Peter Berra, better known as Yogi. A new documentary about the Hall of Famer and New York Yankee legend is coming out this month. Berra played 18 years with the Yankees, and he managed both the Yankees and Mets. And he was on a rocket boat on D-Day during the invasion of Normandy. The film's called It Ain't Over, and it's produced by Yogi Berra's granddaughter. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.